بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه أنه قال لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم علمني دعاء أدعو بها في صلاتي. حضرت أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه says, and there are very very few narrations from حضرت أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه. He says, I asked Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم to teach me a dua which I can read in my namaz. Namaz was taught to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest teacher, the greatest student, and the greatest thing, namaz was taught. And in that namaz, this dua was taught right at the end. قُلْ أَلَّهُمَّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتَ نَفْسِي ظُلْمًا كَثِيرًا. That which make this dua, oh Allah, I've wronged myself a great wrong. That is, when a person made namaz, he hasn't committed any sin, he has done an act of piety and a great act of piety. But this realization should dawn upon us for namaz and consequently for every ibadat, that I could not fulfill it as it was supposed to be. Allah loves that ibadat which comes to an end, that a person feels guilty, I did not fulfill the rites, I could not make ibadat as Allah wants to. That ibadat is very much loved by Allah Ta'ala. And on the, if a pride comes in a person, then that is very much to be feared. Allah rejects such ibadat that at the end pride comes. So this dua was thought that I've done a great wrong to myself, that I could not fulfill the rites of this ibadat. وَلَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. And there is no one who can forgive sins but you. That's also a very great realization that should be in a person. فَغْفِرْ لِي مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. So Allah, forgive me forgiveness from your side. And Allah's forgiveness is so great. We forgive one another, but we keep on taunting the person with that still. Allah's forgiveness, there is no taunting, but there is great mercy after that. وَرْحَمْنِي. And shower your mercies upon me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Undoubtedly, you, only you are the He who is the most forgiving. And this is the superlative case, that is the most greatest forgiveness is only with Allah Ta'ala. And after forgiveness, Allah alone is that being who pours down His mercy upon a person after He has forgiven him. In this dunya, if a person has committed a capital crime or something and he's found guilty and the death penalty is put on him and he begs for clemency from the state president, the prime minister, the most if they do will forgive him. It isn't after they have forgiven him that they'll say, we're giving you 10 blocks of flats also, 10 filling stations and 20 supermarkets also. They'll just forgive him. But when Allah forgives, Allah pours His mercy again after that upon that person. وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه كان يدعو بهذا الدعاء. Hazrat Abu Musa radiyallahu anhu says, narrates from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam used to make this dua. And this duas, as we have mentioned, they were to teach the ummah. Or they were, that the one condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was as it was. But as every moment progressed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stages just became higher. So looking at the previous condition, on that he used to ask for forgiveness. So, or it is to teach the ummah. Allahumma ighfir li khati'ati wa jahli. Oh Allah, forgive me the sins that I committed, and I know they are sins. And forgive me my ignorance. Yeah, is a great, great lesson for us also, yeah, that there are so many things that we do in our ignorance which we think is ibadat, but actually it is sinning. Like for example, with a lady coming in the shop or wherever else, and we speak to her nicely and we think we are showing good akhlaq, whereas that was a haram act that we had done. So there are many sins which in our ignorance we are committing, we thinking we are doing good, but it's sinning. So that is a very important dua also to make. Wa israfi fi amri, and my excessiveness in all my matters, that is israf, whether a person wastes time, whether he wastes money, whether he wastes anything else. Oh Allah, forgive me all the things in which I was excessive and I overdid things. وَمَا أَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِ مِنِّي. And all those things which you know about me more than what I know about myself. Allah knows us more better than what we know ourselves. We might be thinking I'm very pious, I'm a good person, a good husband, etc. But we don't know how much wrong we are committing. اللهم اغفر لي جدي وهزلي. Oh Allah, forgive me all those things that I did in seriousness and all those things I did jokingly. The seriousness can be understood as opposed to joking. Many times in jokes we have committed very many gunas, and sometimes very big gunas in joking. And sometimes when we are ordinary serious, we have committed gunas in that state as well. وَخَطَئِي وَعَمَدِي And my sins which I have committed, which I know intentionally. وَكُلُّ ذَٰلِكَ عِنْدِي And O Allah, I admit all this I have got, all the sinning is in me. If this realization comes, then humility is in that person. But if it's just a lip service that we make, then that humility won't come into that person. اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي مَا قَدَّمْتُ وَمَا أَخَّرْتُ Oh Allah, forgive me all that I had committed before and after. وَمَا أَسْرَرْتُ وَمَا أَعْلَنْتُ And which I did secretly and which I did publicly. وَمَا أَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِ مِنِّي And all those sins that you know about me more than what I know myself. أَنْتَ الْمُقَدِّمُ وَأَنْتَ الْمُؤَخِّرُ You are the first of which there is no first, and you are the last of which there is no last. وَأَنْتَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ And you have power over everything. For you to forgive is nothing, is no big deal. It's just a small matter, and we beg you, O Allah, you forgive us. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول في دعائه حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make this دعاء اللهم إني أعوذ بك من شر ما عملت Oh Allah, I seek your refuge from all the evil of that which I had done. This is all, of course, to teach the ummah that our actions which are evil, there is another great realization if we can understand. Committing a sin is not just having committed it. And committing a sin does not harm Allah and His grandeur in any way. Even if the whole world starts sinning and don't do one good deed, Allah Ta'ala's supremacy, His grandeur, His honor is not affected in the least. But by sin we harm ourselves. And we must realize that whatever sin we commit, we might think we are enjoying it, but we are actually harming ourselves terribly, whether it is health-wise, whether it is financial-wise, whether it is domestic matters, etc. So Allah, from the sins that I committed and the harms that radiate and emanate from there, I seek your protection from those harms. مِن شَرِّ مَا عَمِلْتُ وَمِن شَرِّ مَا لَمْ أَعْمَلْ And also from the wrong that we of that which I did not do. When we didn't do certain actions, we didn't make our namaz, we have harmed nobody but ourselves. It's going to impact on our whole day's matters. It is going to impact on our lives. It will impact on our children. We wonder why our children are like that. We wonder why business is not going right. It is the evil that we have committed, or what we had to do, we did not do. That impacts upon our life. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما says كان من دعاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم from amongst the duas of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم one dua was اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك Oh Allah, I seek your protection from any ni'mat of yours to be taken away. There is also a great dua. Whatever ni'mat a person has got, good health, iman, Islam, our families, our lives generally, that those ni'mats must not be taken away. وَتَحَوَّلِ عَافِيَتِكَ And oh Allah, that your afiyat changes. Afiyat, things going smooth, running well, and that it changes. Like we are all here, we left home, everything was fine. There was no problem. That oh, it must not change now. When we get home, we find a crime scene, a burglary. We find the family in some difficulty or something, or ourselves. We came healthy, hale and healthy. Now suddenly we finding chest pains. we are finding difficulty in walking, whatever. Oh Allah, let your afiyat which is with us, let it not be changed. Keep it with us. Wa fujaati niqmatik, and a sudden azab of yours. Suddenly something, this is opposed to it coming gradually. Something that comes gradually, a person gets accustomed to it. But a thing that comes suddenly, just suddenly a thing changes in a person's life and changes for the worse. And it just happens suddenly, that person doesn't know what hit him from what side. And there is no one and nothing that can protect us but Allah Ta'ala. Wa jami'i sakhatik, and we seek your protection from all your displeasure. And all this is actually the displeasure of Allah. And Allah doesn't just become displeased with us, that na'uzubillah, Allah is a moody being. He just, his moods change according to our actions. Then Allah Ta'ala's displeasure comes upon us. So a person should seek, and from these du'as we can see what level of iman Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, and by his great mercy and kindness how he taught us this du'as, and these du'as can build our iman to such a level. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.